Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So we got 4 hours of question and answer for you and see what we can do to help you out with your garden. I know it's hard to think about the garden, especially after yesterday's heat and the heat to come today, especially in certain areas of New England. I know in Massachusetts, we had some 90s yesterday, and more north you went, it was just in the 80s, but I'll tell you, yesterday, you started out the morning, and you were saying, all right, this isn't going to be bad. It's not going to be bad. I was out with my daughters, went to their soccer games. Overcast. It was nice. It wasn't warm. And it's like, all right, those weather guys again, figures. And then as the day went on, the sun came out and so did the heat. So it was nice to, it was nice it was a little bit later so you could spend the afternoon inside. But, man, I'll tell you, it was hot. It's going to be hot again today. So definitely, if you have anything to do outside, any watering, do it this morning. When I went out a little while ago, it was, comparatively, it was very pleasant. It was only 62 degrees, and it felt like it was like 40, comparatively. And that's just me saying that. It's not the real feel or any of those weather forecasts. It just felt so much better than yesterday. So, hopefully if you have anything to do, like I said, you will do it this morning. Get out there and enjoy it for maybe a couple hours. And then once that sun comes up, watch out. It's going to be a hot one. I think they say in this area it's going to be a scorcher. I don't know. Maybe that's just what they say in movies. Anyways, it's a good time this morning to get out and water whatever you can. Your vegetable garden that you put out, your annuals, all of those things. If you can water this morning before the heat hits, so your plants won't feel that stress really. Now, if you can't water them until they get a little bit warm, you know, until it gets warmer outside, your plants are going to start to feel that. They're going to get, you know, very dry, looking for water. And the more they dry out and the more they are looking for water, looking for that moisture, the more likely long-term they are to have some sort of issue with you know, drought, etc. So, something to keep an eye on because it is important for to take care of the plants early in the morning. You've heard me say it before, you know, watering in the morning is ideal for when it comes to just watering in general. That way they have the entire day to have moisture in the plant, so in the heat of the day they are ready for it. That, you know, they slowly dry out during the day versus being dry all day then being watered at night. So I know that is sometimes hard to do because we have a lot going on in the morning. If you have family or you're going, you know, a decent amount away for work, it's just getting up, getting ready and going. The idea is if you can water your plants in the morning, it's better for them because they have the entire day to dry out. They meet the hot part of the day, the sun, already watered, and they can slowly dry out versus already being dry. So, just do what you can. Any water will do when it comes to plants. Just like I say about everything, plants can't read, right? So, you know, when it comes to their height, they don't know. You know, this is what's in a book. It says they're going to get 4 feet, they get 5 feet. It's the same thing with water. They know they need the water. They don't know, you know, oh, I need it at this exact time. But the fact of the matter is, it's better, ideal situation for it, to be watered in the morning. So, just some things to think about when it comes to watering. This might be a good time to take a look at purchasing, you know, some of the products to keep the water in the soil. You know, you've heard us talk about soil moist. Putting a pinch of that in any of your container gardens. You know, you can even put it in your regular garden. Watering it in, these granules, you know, it will, I wouldn't know how to say the word, you know, it's not like they double or triple. It's 40 times the size of the individual granule that they become and will hold the moisture in. So that is a good one to add to container gardens or even in your garden if you want to cut down on some of the watering with the heat. Another product out there you heard me talk about is Hydratine. In multiple forms of it, granule and liquid form, can be used. It's not just a lawn thing. It is lawn, garden, vegetables, etc. I think I looked a while ago, but if you Google Hydratine with my father's name on it, you can watch an old commercial that he did. I haven't done it in a while, so I'll have to look during the break and see if it's in there. But I will tell you, this was a product that he used to talk about, 90s, early 2000s. It's still out there. It's still a good product for what you're looking for. You know, drought conditions, that's what we're in. A lot of towns starting to say, all right, slow down on the watering, only use it at this time. Products like Hydratine, Soil Moist, there's some others out there that will hold the moisture in the soil for you and pull moisture from the air. On these days where it's humid, it'll pull it into the soil. So cut down on your watering bill, cut down on watering, and have those nicer plants during drought times when, you know, your neighbors might not have it. The one in the neighborhood that doesn't have it. You know, your lawn looks so much better. So, well, I was typing a little bit behind the scenes here. You probably heard it. But I did find it. There's a YouTube video of my father from 2009. I think it was earlier than that. That looks like it's about 30 seconds. And he discusses Hydratine. I'll have to take a look at it during the break. I haven't watched it in a while. But, you know, like I said, it's a product that's been around there for a while. Great product. Same thing with Soil Moist. these are things to be thinking about now for the season, right? We're early. It's May 22nd. Spring isn't even over yet. We haven't hit summer. We have another month before summer hits, right? We're really just getting started. This heat, I know it's crazy, but you know, if you look at last year's forecast or last year's weather, next weekend it rained and was cold and not so great. We're probably going to be cooler during the week. It's going to be all right for us. You know, it looks like Memorial Day is going to be about 80 degrees. Perfect. I mean, that's so much better than the 96 it's going to be today. But you look at the weather this week, we got some 60s and 70s. That's great. That's great for gardening, great for growing, great for getting out and enjoying yourself in the garden. So, if anything, I'd say get out this morning in the garden. Once the sun really starts getting out, stay inside. Go to a pool. Go to one of those things. Because it's going to be hot. So, we're going to be here for about 4 hours to help you out with all your gardening questions. So call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started for the show today. So hopefully you can join us and stay cool inside, I'll tell you. Yesterday, I mean, we all know it, but that was something else. How it just, it felt like, all right, Weatherman was going to be wrong. He wasn't, they didn't know what they were talking about, just like normal, because you started the day and you were like, well, where's the heat? Where's that heat? And, you know, we weren't really looking for it. I'm not going to lie, I wasn't saying, all right, well, you know, that weatherman is wrong again. I'm so upset about the heat. But I'll tell you, once it hit, you could definitely feel it. So, you know, do what you got to do inside today. Don't kill yourself to get outside. And, you know, pay attention to the weather as it hits today, because it might feel cool right now, but it's going to get bad. So, water this morning while you can. Take care of the plants this morning versus, you know, later in the day. Enjoy the inside for a little while. I know, I'll tell you, the air conditioning does a number on me at least, but it's so much better than being so hot. You can probably hear it in my voice, but the change in going from air conditioning to heat back and forth starts that cold, starts everything. I mean, I could live in the cold temperatures myself, but we're not going to, no way I'm moving out of Massachusetts. Anyways, let's start talking about some plants. Now, I got an email this week from one of my favorite newsletters. It's not really a newsletter. It just kind of says, hey, these are the articles that are looking right now. And it kind of goes with the newsletter we sent out where we talked about cutting back some of the, you know, the butterfly bush, some perennials, etc. Well, this article that I got says 43 perennials to cut back in spring. Now, normally it's like 10 perennials, 7 perennials, those things. But it came through 10 perennials to let go during the winter after they're done, and then prune them out in the spring. I'll run through them quickly, but some that you'll know: aster, astilbe, autumn joy, the basket of gold. Let's see, what else? Campanula, or the bellflower. Black-eyed Susans, that's a good one, right? The butterfly bush, obviously. They kind of consider a butterfly bush, even though it's a shrubby type, almost woody, they consider it more of like a perennial. Butterfly weed, lobelia, the heuchera. So many colors, heuchera. I love the heuchera just because of the colors scheme that you can do and change around with all your plants. Another one, dianthus. You'll see that a lot. Bleeding heart. Let's see, liatris or globe thistle as well. We're only at 25, and a lot of these are really some big numbers here. Joe pieweed, that's another really nice one. Lavender, right? That's a good one. Lupin. What else we got here? They got some coneflower in there. That's a good one this time of year. The Russian sage and lavender. Wildflower. The wandflower is another one. You know, one that I notice isn't on here is the Montauk daisy, right? Now, we've talked about this one a number of years. We have a lot of questions about it. Saying, when should we prune it? What should we do? And obviously, a lot of our growth is started on these guys. I mean, I pruned my Montauk daisy well over a month ago. And I'll tell you right now, gorgeous. Nice mound compared to what it looked like. So we can go over what to do with pruning this spring if you haven't already. And more as the show goes on. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cleanup and damage assessment continue this Sunday after a deadly tornado touched down in northern Michigan. State police saying two people were killed and more than 40 others injured after a twister tore through a mobile home park in Gaylord. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency for the area. Thousands of homes remain without power. The United States and South Korea plan to hold talks on restarting joint military drills in response to North Korea's nuclear program. President Biden and South Korea's president making the announcement at a news conference in Seoul. And as far as if the president would be open to meeting one-on-one with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
With regard to whether I would meet with the leader of North Korea. That would be depend on whether he was sincere and whether it was serious.
This is USA Radio News. Ukrainians are pushing back as Russia makes slow, incremental progress in parts of eastern Ukraine.
I'm not sure that it would be much of a helpful metric anyway, Lita, because literally territory is changing hands every single day.
So said Pentagon spokesman John Kirby during a briefing on Friday. He was pressed on who controls what at this time and said the situation is changing every day. The Pentagon confirmed another weapons shipment to Ukraine this week, costing $100 million. Older Americans are being urged to get a COVID booster shot as more of them are ending up in the hospital. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky sharing that message this week. She described the increase in hospitalizations among older Americans as steep and substantial. She also noted just over 40% of folks 65 and older have gotten a shot over the last 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time, but we're going to get started with some phone calls. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob is in Hooksett.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Okay. I was able, my lawnmower, my tractor was down. I finally got it fixed yesterday. Where I'm going with this is my grass is very long.
Yeah.
Knowing that this heat is coming today, and it's too much grass for me to try and water. Do I cut it first or wait till the days pass?
I wouldn't cut it today.
Okay.
Picture it just like you were pruning back like a tree or a shrub or a perennial right now. I know I just talked about pruning back perennials, but cutting them back is just going to kind of shock it a little bit, especially with the heat. I'd wait a couple of days. The weather looks to kind of just drop off for a few days after today. So I would definitely wait. It'll be worth it in the end.
That's good. I could tell my wife I don't have to cut the grass today.
tell her I said so, and that you probably could have a pass for a couple weeks.
Okay. Another bit of advice I'd like to share with your audience is
sure.
Yesterday, it was cool in the morning like it is now. So I opened up all the windows in the house. I got the house down to 65 degrees. Closed all the windows, and I didn't have to use an air conditioner all day long.
Yeah, it's my wife keeps telling me that, but we try it and it works, but I don't want her to know that it works.
Well, anyway, thanks for your advice and enjoy your day.
You too, and good luck with that lawn.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And definitely don't go out and mow the lawn today. All you're going to do is shock the plant, and you're going to end up more tired, more beat up from it. You know, if you gotta, if the lawn is too long, just leave it. It can wait in a couple days. Anyways, we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Neil is in Maine.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. How you doing? Patrick, yesterday I was up in, I was actually up at my house in New York, and I hadn't been up there in, a couple, two, 3 weeks. And about five, 6 years ago, I planted about a half a dozen Canadian hemlocks, about 5-6 feet at the time, and they've all grown very, very nicely. They're probably 10, 12 feet now. They were actually a recommendation from your father, so I went out and did that. And I was up yesterday, and I noticed that one of the hemlocks, Patrick, all the needles had fallen off, completely fallen off. I was stunned when I saw it. And it had to have happened over the last, like I said, 3 weeks or so, because the last time I was up there, I didn't notice that.
Yep.
So I did check the plant. I scratched some of the bark, and it does seem to be okay. I mean, it seemed to be there's some green there, and it did seem to be a little bit moist. So I treated it with tree and shrub yesterday.
Okay.
But I don't know. Do you think it'll come back, or is any idea what would have caused that?
You know, it could be winter damage that's showing its face now. It could be just all of a sudden the drought conditions are showing. But if you're seeing green underneath there, I would definitely say that's a good thing. I know you're going there, excuse me, on the weekends or whenever, but do your best to water it deeply. I know it's an established tree at this point, and it's been there for, you know, 10, 15 years. But the fact of the matter is it's still it's going through something where we need to help it out, where you need to, you know, put the hose on it on a trickle, allow the moisture to get deeper into the soil to help, you know, kind of get it going again, because that's what's happening. It's just been shocked from the winter. The winter was so, it was so crazy. Even though, you know, there wasn't, at times there was tons of snow and at times there wasn't. Our plants got so confused by it. And what'll happen is they look fine in the spring. And then all of a sudden we get some heat and they're like, oh, I can't do this. And we've had some heat back and forth a few days. Even though in New York you probably had some of that sea breeze and it wasn't as hot as it was down here, it's still kind of shocking for the plant. So the other thing I would look for you to do would be to use a fertilizer on it, right? So use like a tree tone on there. You could even use holly tone. Either one of those would do too.
Okay, I put some holly tone down yesterday as well, and I gave it some fertilizer as well.
Oh, perfect. Now, how much of the holly tone did you give it?
I didn't give it a lot. You know, I probably gave it several handfuls. You know, like I said, it's a pretty big tree, but you know, I had the big bag, and I probably didn't give it that much, but maybe, you know, a half dozen handfuls.
For each plant?
Yes.
Okay. So you base it on the trunk diameter of the tree. So say it's an inch, 1 inch of trunk diameter.
Right.
You're going to use 1 pound of that per trunk diameter.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're still up there, take a look. And if you have, you know, kind of measure one of them, kind of give the average. And about a handful is, I'd say, it's going to be about a third of a cup. And one cup, right, is usually with the holly tone, one cup. Excuse me, 1 pound is 3 cups.
Okay.
So, you know, kind of look at it that way. So,
yeah.
If you, so say we did, you said about a half dozen handfuls on each one. So you put about two cups, we'll call it, just for, so you don't put too much, right?
Yeah.
So okay. if they are bigger than 2 inches, or if they're an inch, right, you need to put two more cups per plant.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm, you know, saying this is because it's really stressed. And I wouldn't just do the one that dropped all its leaves or needles. I'd do all of them.
Okay. Yeah. The other three or four had growth on them, so they looked okay. And then there was one that still had its needles but didn't have any growth on it, so I was concerned about that one too.
Yep. And then the protolizer, you already did. Do it again in 2 weeks, the next time you're up there.
Yeah.
And do it every 2 weeks for about a month, month and a half. And you could say you even went there next weekend.
Yes.
You could do the protolizer again. So they say protolizer you can do once a week, and very, like, when there's an issue with a plant, when you're trying to help revive it, you can do it every week for a month.
Okay.
So it's Memorial Day. Maybe you're going up there. Use the protolizer again. And then whenever you go again, you can use it throughout the summer to really help that hemlock come back to it. Now, the other thing is, when you use the tree and shrub, did you do it for all of them?
Yesterday I just did it for three of them. There's six in all. I just did it for three.
Okay, and then did you follow the instructions on the back? Because it is very important. You did?
Yeah.
Perfect. Because that's one where you got to follow it to a T, because it does say the circumference of the trunk versus diameter. So, you know, take a tape measure the best you can and just measure the circumference. So all the way around the outside of each trunk, and that's going to tell you how much to use.
Right.
Now, this is going to last, the tree and shrub lasts about a full year. Okay.
Right.
So you can do it again, I'd say early next spring, because it takes, depending upon how tall these trees are, it can take about 30 days for it to translocate through the rest of the plant.
Yeah, they were a good 12 feet tall.
Okay, so that could take you, it could take about, you know, a 12 feet tall, maybe 20 days to translocate. So maybe when you go up in April to open up, if you're get everything ready, use it then on all of them just as a safety blanket.
Okay.
All right. And just continue to water with them. I know they're established and it's not that easy, but whenever you can help, you know, watering it, that's going to just help that survive long term. If you're seeing green on the branches and underneath, I really think you're okay. It's not going to look great for a little bit, but let's see what we can do. I wouldn't just go in there and say, it's done. I'm going to start over. I think there's some hope.
Yeah. Okay, very good. I will do that. I'll follow your instructions. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good. So I have an issue with my pear tree. Now, I have a Bock pear tree. And then I'm not sure what kind this one is, but it's a good size. It's a regular size. The Bock is like a miniature, and they're kind of side by side. So they're about 12 feet apart. So I got a ton of pears last year. This year it looks like I'm going to get the same. I want to talk about, first of all, I've got this growth on the trunk, and it's actually the bark is peeling.
Okay.
And also this growth is like a light green that you see on rocks and things like that.
Like a lichen?
I don't know what it is.
It'll almost turn silvery at one point, right?
Yes.
Yep, so that's what's called lichen.
Okay.
And that's actually not a bad thing.
Oh, okay. The bark is starting to curl.
Okay.
So I want to know what to do about that. And then I don't know what you call it, but taking some of the pears off so that the other pears will get bigger.
Yep. Well, let's discuss that and a few things on the other side of the break. So if you hang tight with me, we will get those answers for you and what to do. But I do agree with removing some of the pears early to help the rest of them. We'll talk that and more on the other side of the break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jan in regards to a pear tree that she has. Now, a couple things. Last year, the fruit was great. But this year, there's, you know, some things to think about and say, yeah, I don't know if it's doing well. There's some peeling on the bark. There's some lichen on there. And she also said there's a little spot where some ooze is coming out of the bark. So, let's start with the ooze coming out of it. That could be a borer, right? A borer is usually inside the plant, not just in the bark. What happens with borers, they tend to come in during drought conditions. So certain times of the year we'll have them. We're currently in a smaller drought, not as bad of a drought, but it is a drought. So I would look at watering them, deeply watering them, and doing what you can. I don't think it's like a blight or anything along those lines, because of the fact that you're not telling me that the tips of the branches and the leaves are starting to blacken up. You're not seeing cankers, those types of things. So I feel like it is more a borer, right? So what do we do with borers? And this, excuse me, this is a fruit tree. So it's not like, you know, you can sit there and say, well, I'm just going to use this product because of the, you know, it's got a borer in it. Excuse me. I'm having a hard time with the with the air conditioning and all that stuff. So it's getting to me. I apologize. So for some of the borers, one of the things you can do at this time of year is use the garden dust from Captain Jack's. right? Mix that up, put that on the plant. It's got spinosad on it. That can get some of those, the borers, etc. I would look at it, and this is organic, so it's not a product where you're going to worry about the fruit that's on there, right? So it's definitely something to take a look at. As far as the lichen, that we'll call it, for lack of better terms, like moss that comes on there, that's just a secondary type thing. It's telling you something else is going on there. It's aesthetics. So if you don't like it, not a big deal. If you don't like it, you can kind of just wipe it off. If you don't mind it, you can leave it there. It's not going to harm the tree long term. So it looks like there's a possibility of a borer. I'd clean up the ooze that's there. You know, just take a paper towel and wipe it out. See if you can see any little holes in there. And see what you can do to, you know, just clean the area. I would also look at fertilizing this with like a tree tone to help give back some of the nutrients it needs during this. You also mentioned removing some of the pears to allow the other pears to fill out. It's a great idea. Let them start to develop a little and see where the small ones, you know, see where they are. And if you have some that are really tight to each other, maybe it's every other one or every third or every fifth. You know, you don't want to take too many because you do want to have the pears from it. But removing one or two in a, you know, very condensed area will allow the nutrients, the energy, all of those things to go back to the plant to push to the other fruit. So you're going to get bigger fruit. You're going to get more taste in them. You're going to get more everything because you're doing some of the things that it will end up doing later on. When it gets to a certain point, you know, you'll notice some pears on the ground, or, you know, if it was an apple, the same thing. Those are the things that, you know, happen naturally. But you're doing them to help the longevity and the long term of the plant. It's also going to help the plant figure some things out and put the energy back on getting rid of the borers when you use the products, etc. So it's definitely a couple things. Deep waterings on it, because it does happen in drought conditions. Using some of the Captain Jack's flower and vegetable garden dust. Follow the instructions right on the back. And then cleaning everything up and removing some of the pears to lighten the load for the rest of it. So we got to hit a break here. So I do appreciate the call, Jan. Hopefully that helped you out. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.